Parshas Tetzaveh starts off with the shemen for the menorah. Sounds from the pasuk has to dafke shemen zay zoch. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. The Mishnah in Bemem Avlikin lists off which psilos ushmana may not be used for hadlokas neira Shabbos, because you're going to use a weaker quality, a poor quality shemen, or a poor quality psilo, so the flame may flicker. May not burn well, and the person is in the middle of eating, and the person in the middle of learning may decide to correct the flame, and he'll be in violation of Havara on Shabbos, he'll do Malach on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a whole list of Psilos Hashman. So then the Gemara, the beginning of Bama Madlikin, makes a comment that all of Machloikis Amaraim, all of those Psilos Hashman of Shama Chachamim, Ein Madlikin Behem B'Shabbos, Ein Madlikin Behem B'Menayra, also not. Because you want the menorah lahalas le'atomit, it should burn well. So if these are inferior quality, it's not going to burn well, so you can't fulfill a mitzvah. So Rebbe Kaveger, in the Gilyan Ashas, writes, it doesn't make any sense that shmonim, the shmonim that can't be used, the only shemen you can use, the shemen zayis, there's nothing to discuss. The word shmonim shouldn't say in the Gemara. It should say psilos. Shamach HaCham D'Chumbish doesn't say what kind of a psilo, what kind of a wick you have to use it, but it does say what kind of shemen you have to use. So it really shouldn't say psilos hashmanim, should just say psilos. There are some gemaras that have that girsah. They only have, some rishonim had the girsah of gemara, only psilos, not shmanim. So there is a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos l'Rav Sadia Gaon. There is no Sefer HaMitzvos l'Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a poem. The rishonim wrote poems to be recited in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos. When they read the Aseres HaDibra, said they would rattle off all of the Taryag. It would take forever, take an hour or two. They would say a piyut that listed off all of the Taryag mitzvahs. Maimon HaSinai, we read about Maimon HaSinai on Shavuos, and Rashi HaChumash quotes Rav Sadia Gaon that all of the Taryag mitzvahs can be subsumed under the 10 headings of the Aseres HaDibra. They're really categories. So many Rishonim recited piyutim where they recite, they rattle off all of those mitzvahs when the Balkar read Anoch Hashem Elokecha. So they would pause for half an hour, they would recite all the mitzvahs that fall under that category. So they would rattle off a piyut that had all of those mitzvahs. The Rav Sadia Gaon also wrote such a piyut. So there was a businessman in Europe, had nothing to do with this time. So he figured out the secret, what is the sheet of Rav Sadia Gaon? Rabbi Yeruchim Pella, he's a balabas, a business, quite a learned balabas. And he brings rayas from every piyut and every kinah and every slicha and every Yerushalmi and every tosefta, very learned. So he has three fat volumes like Baba Basras. And this is the Sefer HaMitzvos l'Rav Sadia Gaon. The poem itself is only two, three pages, the whole poem, but he broke it up to its component parts. He has one line and then he has 10 pages. Then he has another line from the poem. And 25 pages, and he explains what is Rav Sadia Gaon Shita as opposed to the Rambam Shita as opposed to the Ramban Shita and the Minyan HaMitzvah. So he discusses all the topics that nobody else ever talks about in Halacha. So this is one of the topics. So he raises the possibility, even though it says Nechum Hashem Zay Zoch Kos Islam, maybe that's just Lahatchil, maybe you can use peanut oil also. Maybe you can use all kinds of oils also. He quotes a couple of Midrashim that he thinks there's such a mashmas. That's generally not accepted. That's assumed to be a too great a chiddush to suggest. We assume, like Rabbi Kivega said, either the word is a misprint in the Gemara, should say psilos shamar chachamim or psilos hashmonim, but it's agav urcha, it's agav grore. Really, the Gemara wanted to discuss psilos hashmonim shamar chachamim eim adlik mehem b'shabbos. What about Chanukah? So they started off by saying in the Beis Hamikdash, for sure you can't use it. What about Chanukah? So that's a machlokes amaron. Then you have in Parshas Tetzaveh, a big chunk of the Parsha speaks about the big day kuhuna. The Torah in Parshas Tetzaveh only talks about two types of big day kuhuna, big day kohen head and a big day kohen gadol. There's a third type that's not mentioned here. It's mentioned in Achrimos, the big day kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Everything is butz, everything is pishton. So that's a problem. How come the Chumash lists off only two types of big day kuhuna, the kohen gadol, kohen head? And it does mention Rav Shlomo Levilner raises this question in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo. How come the Chumash doesn't write in Tetzaveh the third type of big day kuhuna? But it doesn't. The din is the Gemara has a din based on Mashmos of the Psukim that these are the begodim that the Kohanim wear, lekatsha lechahanu ali. By wearing the begodim, they become Kohanim. Bizman she big day malayim kunasim malayim, ain big day malayim, ain kunasim malayim. When they're not wearing the big day kuna, they don't have the status of kohanim. So the Rishonim, the Bali Atosu says to Rabbi Natan, you mean a kohen is not wearing big day kuna, doesn't get the first aliyah, and he's permitted to marry a grusha, and he can't do pidyon haben? That's ridiculous. Of course he's a kohen. So the answer is, there are two dinim, there's kedushas kunusha b'migdush, and there's kedushas kunusha b'gvulin. For the purpose of hakrobas karbonos, you have to have kedushas kunusha b'migdush. So for that, you have to wear the big dekunim. For the purpose of kedushas kunusha b'gvulin, you have to be born a kohen. Your father's a kohen. And it was a permissible marriage, so the children are going to be kohanim. There you don't need bigdei malayim kunasa malayim. Mordechai quotes the story that one of the students of the Rabbi Natan was a kohen, and he wanted to be Mishamish his Rebbe. They didn't have a faucet, and you turn on the water and you wash until it's done. You had to schlep water from the river, from the well, and they had a barrel full of water, and then you had to dip in a cup and do it until it's done. So one of the Talmidim was kind enough to pour water on the Rabbi Natan's hands when he was interested in eating his sandwich. So the Talmid who poured the water happened to be a kohen. So Rabbi Natan had a student whose name was Peter and Tom. The Rebbe's name is Tom, and the student's name is Peter. Rabbi Natan asked Rabbi Natan, how are you permitted to allow the kohen to wash your hands? There's a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi that says, Hamishtamish b'kohen mo'al, that it's a violation of the ilah if you allow a kohen to be mishamish you. You should have washed the water, you should have washed your own hands. So Rabbi Natan said that only applies bizman shebig day malayim kunos malayim. He's not wearing the big day kuna, it doesn't apply. So then the Rabbi Natan asked Rabbi Natan, you mean if he's not wearing big day kuna, so he can marry a grusha and he can't do a pidyon haben and he can't get the first aliyah? So Rabbi Natan gave a different answer. He said the coin was mechal on his covet. Mechal on his covet, so there's no problem. What was the original answer that Rabbi Natan suggested? Ain big day malayim, meaning he made a mistake originally. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, no, he doesn't think he made a mistake. He didn't want to argue with the Talmud. The first answer was correct, and the second answer was correct. The expression used by the Talmud Yerushalmi is, Hamishtamish b'kuhuna mo'al. It doesn't say, Osa lehishtamish b'kuhuna. Me'ila is reserved for kotche hamigdosh. Yemoel behegdish, if it's kotche beregabais, if it's kotche mizbeah. There's no me'ila on tefillin. There's no me'ila on a sefer Torah. Has kedusha, you're not allowed to be mevazeh the kedusha. There's no meila on things that are not kotchi hamigdosh. So the Rabbi Natan answered, "Hamishtamish b'koin mo'al only applies to a koin who's wearing big dekuna who has kedusha's kunusha b'amigdosh. If he doesn't, if he only has kedusha's kunusha b'gvul, then that din doesn't apply. There wouldn't be a din of meila." And the second answer was also true. The koin was meichel on his covet. He's meichel, so there's no iser. Shalol hamishtamish b'kuna. So the halacha requires that the kohanim have to wear big dekuna. The Gemara says, the Gemara gives a list, Elu Shebemisa. You have a list of Mishnayas, Mishnah lists of who's Chayiv, Skila, Sreifa, Erek, Chenek. Then it says, Elohein Haloikin. Then it has in the Mishnah beginning of Krisis, list of all the 36 Krisis on Loras Batur. Then the Gemara Sanhedrin has a Braisa, a Tosefta, that list of Elu Shebemisa. The following people are Chayiv, Misa, B'dei Shemayim, because of Averis that they violated. So it gives you a list of people. So one is Azar She'ovad, a non-kohen, who is makrav karbonis, and the base HaMikdash is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's the pasuk of Hazar HaKorev Yumos. Hazar means a non-kohen. HaKorev means he will be makrav karbonis. Yumos is Misa B'dei Shemayim. I had a professor here in college for Jewish history. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. So we asked them, how come right near the Kaisla Maravi, they have this stone from the days of the Beis Hamikdash and the Bais Sheni, where it's engraved in Latin, that the non-Jew should know that it says if a non-Jew enters past this point, past the chil, so into the chil, so they would be put to death. So the students asked, why did the rabbis want to put them to death? What kind of an aver is that? So the professor said, I'm surprised at you. It's a pasuk of Chumash Hazara Karav Yumas. If a non-Jew enters the Beis Hamikdash, he's put to death. So the students told him it's a good pshat, but there are only three mistakes. Zar does mean a non-Jew, it means a non-Kohen. Akorev does mean he walks in, it means he's makro karbonis. And Yumas means Misa B'dei Shemayim. Otherwise, it's a good pshat. Just all the three words he mistranslated. So it's takapella. Why did the rabbis introduce such a law that a non-Jew, why did they want to put the non-Jews to death if they'd enter into the chil? Chil is the middle section of the inner section of the Harabais. So there is a din that Azar, a non-Kohen, Zar Sha'ovad, who's Makar Kabbanis, is Nisa B'dei Shamai. So the Gemara says, what if a Kohen is Makar Kabbanis, but the Kohen is not wearing Big Day Kuhuna? So the Gemara says, Bizban Sheim Big Day Malayim, Em Kunosam Alayim Havalei Kizar, and Zar Sha'ovad is Nisa B'dei Shamai. So a Kohen who's a Mechusa B'godim, who does Avodah, is Chai Nisa B'dei Shamai. Mechusa B'godim depends what kind of a Kohen you are. If you're Kohen headed, you have to wear Dalet B'godim. If you're Kohen Gadol, you have to wear the Shemayna begodim. If you're Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you have to wear those begodim. The Dalet begodim in Parshas Achrei Mos. What if, let's say, a person is a Kohen Gadol and he's going to do an Avodah that doesn't need a Kohen Gadol? He's going to be makriv a regular carbon. You only need a Kohen Gadol once a year on Yom Kippur, that's all. Normally, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. And even on Parshas Vayikra, it sounds like it says that you need a Kohen Gadol for a Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur, a Par Kohen Mashiach. And Rashi on the Mishnayis writes like that, Rashi in a few places in the Gemara. So Tosfos says it's not correct, the Torah's Kohanim, our Parshas Vayikra says you only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Even though the Chumash sounds like it says you need a Kohen Gadol for those two, for Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Kohen, and Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, is Lav Davke, it's good with a Kohen Hedyot. So what if a Kohen Gadol will be wearing Dalet Begodim, he'll be dressed up like a Kohen Hedyot, and he'll do an Avodah all year long, a regular Avodah, all you need is a Kohen Hedyot for that. So if he doesn't wear the Shemayna Begodim to do an Avodah that you need a Kohen Gadol for, alright, that we understand. He doesn't have a din of Kohen Gadol. But you don't, all year long you don't need a Kohen Gadol. So the din is that it's not good. The din is that it's possible. If the Kohen Gadol is only going to wear Dalet Begodim, those are not the proper big dekuna for him. He's a more mechubad, he's a Kohen Gadol, he has to wear Shemayna Begodim. And if he'll only wear Dalet Begodim, he'll do an Avodah that you don't need a Kohen Gadol for. He's not a Kohen Gadol, he's not a Kohen Hedyot, he's neither. He has to wear the correct amount of begodim, the correct begodim, in order to have the din of kedushas kunah shebamigdosh. What's the nature of this halacha of wearing begodim? Is this only a hechsher avoda? If he doesn't wear the begodim, he doesn't have the full kedushas kunah shebamigdosh. And en migdei malayim en kunas malayim habalei kizar v'zar shavet b'misa is just to be able to be makriv karbonas. Or do you say no? Maybe it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to wear begodim, even if you're not doing avodah. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this, and Asfan Derais. So the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam points out, the Rambam sounds like he says explicitly that there's a difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot wearing begodim is only to be machshe him to be able to do the avodah. And then the Rambam says, the minute he finishes the avodah, he must take off the avnet. The Gemara has a machlokes whether the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year long was shatnes or not. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was not shatnes. Everything was only boots. Everything was only linen. So the Gemara has a machlokes atanoim whether avnetu shel Kohen Gadol all year long zehu avnetu shel Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that it only was boots. In the Chumash it doesn't say explicitly or not. So we assume the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year long was shatnes. And the Rambam writes this, the moment the Kohen Hedyot finishes Hakrabas HaKarbonis, he has to take off the Avnet, because he's not allowed to wear Shatnes, Shaloi B'Shas HaVoidah. The Heta to wear Shatnes in the Big Dekuna, Kohen Hedyot only has Shatnes in the Avnet. He has to take it off the moment that he finishes the Avodah. Why shouldn't he have to take off all the Begodim the minute he finishes the Avodah? All the Begodim are Hegdash, so it should be a Nisa Me'ila, Moel B'Hegdash. So that the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Tomid, the same Gemara in Yuma and Tomid, the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. The Big Dekuna, nitna lehanes b'hem. It's self-understood. The Kohen is going to wear Big Dekuna. When he wears the Big Dekuna, whatever he wears it, he's getting hanor from it. So when they were Magdish, the Big Dekuna was understood that there's no Isser Me'ila. There's no Isser against getting hanor. It's not that you have a heter because the Makam Mitzvah is Makrib the Karbonis, he can violate Me'ila b'hegdish. Nitna lehanes b'hem. The Gemara even has a statement, a discussion about this, that maybe when the Kohanim slept in the dormitory, in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe they took the Big Day Kohuna that they wore in the daytime and they rolled it up and used it as a pillow. There's Mamish Allah B'Shas Avodah. So the Gemara has one opinion, it's Mutar Lehanes Behem. There's no Issa Me'ila on the Big Day Kohuna. But there is an Issa Shatnes. The Rambam claims, that's the Rambam's opinion, that they had to remove the avnet, the other begodim didn't have shatnes, the other begodim was just an issue of me'ilah. So nitna lehanes b'hem, there's no issa me'ilah, but they had to remove the avnet right away. So the Ravid asks, why is he only worried about the Kohen Hedyot taking off the avnet? The Kohen Gadol is wearing shatnes all over the place. Kohen Gadol all day long, he only need him on Yom Kippur. He doesn't do so much avodah all year long. So why isn't there an issue by the kengodel? So the Radvaz writes, from the Rambam you see that he's not worried about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, it's a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, you have to point to Kohen Gadol. And the function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long to supervise HaKrobas HaKorbanos. He doesn't have to actually do the Avodah himself. His job is to supervise the whole Avodah. And his mitzvah, he's like the furniture. He's part of the, like the, by the Catholics, they consider the Galach as part of the furniture of the synagogue. By us, the rabbi doesn't have to sit in the synagogue all day long. The rabbi is a rabbi. By them, the galach is part of the furniture. So the Kohen Gadol is, in a certain sense, he's part of the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. You have Klei HaMikdash, and you have the Kohen Gadol. Kvoda b'sefarto, shall the Kohen Gadol should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, wearing the big dekun. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmi, even if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do any avodah at all year long. He should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long with the big dekun gedolim. So he's fulfilling the mitzvah of being in the Beis HaMikdash. So he's allowed to wear shatnas all day long as bizman mitzvah. Now, sheni ken kanhedyot, by kanhedyot, the wearing of the big dekuna does not constitute a mitzvah bifnei asma. It's solely for the purpose of enabling him to be makriv the karbonis. So the moment he finishes akravas hakarbonis, he has to take off the avnet because of the issue of shatnas. Gemara in Brachas tells a whole story that when the little child Shmuel was brought by his mother to Mishkan Shiloh, so he noticed that they were makbid, that they should have a kohen do the shechita. Eli apparently didn't know the din. He thought that all the dalar avodah, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, all the dalar avodahs need a kohen. And the din is that shechita ksher bizar. Only mi kabbalah v'yedach mitzvus kuni. You only need a kohen starting from the second avodah. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zvika the Dalar Avodas Adam. So from Kabbalah on, you need a coin. Shechita does need a coin. So the little child Shmuel said, he pipes up and he says, "Hey, they're making a mistake. They don't need a coin." So Eli HaKohen says, "Ingala, bright little boy, but Yechayev Misa B'dei Shemaim, because Mor Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. You have a chutzpah to paskin in my presence." So the mother says to Eli HaKohen, "But I had no children for so many years, and I was so aggravated. This is the child that I came to the Mishkan Shiloh last year, and I was praying, so don't cause him to die. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch, he shouldn't die." So he was moichel him, and he didn't die. He lived for another 50 years. Died at the age of 52. So the Makshim Ha'olam, the Beltrek Takasha, that according to the Rambam, that you're not permitted to wear the avnet, which is shatnas, shaloi b'shas avoida. So Shmuel had to speak up. The din of kovet talmid chachamim only applies when people are not violating an avera. But if someone's violating an avera, the Gemara says b'chamok m'sheyesh chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means when someone's violating an avera. Let's say the Rebbe allows something, and I know that it's wrong. So see, not allowed to sit quietly. When someone's violating avera, and chokhman bein eitz bein tfunel le negan Hashem, kalmok m'sheish chil Hashem ein chokhman kovel l'rav. So here the kid sees that the kohanim, they thought you need a coin. If you need a coin, you need big dekuna. So the other big dekuna is no problem, but the avnet is a problem. So they're wearing shatnas unnecessarily. So the kid has to scream, take off the avnet, because you're wearing shatnas shalot b'shas avoda. You don't need avnet. You don't need a coin, so you don't need big dekun. So that's what the Weltfrekt Akasha. Why, according to the Rambam, that there's an issa to wear the avnet shalot b'shas avoda? Why did what does the Gemara say that Shmuel was a meira halacha bifnei Rabbi? So that's an interesting kasha. It's an interesting kasha. The Belt says the teretz is very questionable whether the teretz is correct or not. What if a person wears shatnas because he thinks he has to wear a uniform? They thought that they had to wear big dekunas. So they thought they weren't interested in wearing this whole. They would rather put on their suit, their regular big dekho. They thought that that's the din that you have to wear. So what's the din if a person wears a suit of shatnas? He wears it as a uniform. He doesn't really get hanos levisha from it. So the Gemara sounds like it says in the beginning of Yomis that you're only in violation of shatnas if you have levisha sheyesh b'hanoa. If you have levisha sheyesh b'hanoa, then there's no issa shatnas. Let's say you try on a suit. try on a suit and you know that it has shatnas. So is there an issa? I'm not wearing it now, I'm just trying it on. So the simple reading of the Gemara that there's no issa shatnas in such a situation, if you're just trying on. It's only also have levisha sheyesh b'hano. So that's what some want to say. Since the Kohanim mistakenly thought that they're wearing the uniform, they thought they have to wear this uniform, so that's called levisha sheyesh b'hano. The Teretz won't be, the whole kasha was according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says the Kohanim have to take off the avnet, Kohanim had yoitim have to take off the avnet right away. The whole kasha is according to the Rambam. The Teretz happens not even, it's questionable whether that's correct or not. They're going to wear big dekuna for a couple of hours. You're going to say that's called levisha sheyesh b'hano, maybe. But the Teretz is not valid according to the Rambam himself, because the Rambam happens to hold, based on the Gemara, that there are two prohibitions in shatnas. One prohibition, beged kalaim shatnas lo yalo alech, and lo silba shatnas. Two different psukim mechumish. So one prohibition is you're not allowed to wear shatnas as clothing. Another prohibition is lo yalo alech, I'm not allowed to have a blanket that's made from shatnas. It's not a piece of clothing. I'm not allowed to have shatnas. Let's say a person has a sack of garbage that he's carrying over his shoulder to throw the garbage out in the basement, and the sack is made from shatnas and it keeps him warm in the basement. There's no steam, he's a little chilly, so it keeps him warm. So that's called ha'aloh. One pasuk says lo silba shatnas, you're not allowed to wear clothing made of shatnas. The other pasuk says be'er klaim shatnas lo yalo alecha, ha'aloh is us. So the Rambam happens to have understood that Gemara at the beginning of Yevamos, that we only require ha'aloh sheyesh b'hanoah by ha'aloh, by levisha. The Rambam holds that it's awesome to wear shatnas, even just to try on the suit. If you know that it has shatnas, so the Rambam's opinion is you're not allowed to try it on. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the two opinions. Whether levisha of shatnas is only also if it's levisha sheyesh b'hanoah, or levisha is also even ain b'hanoah. Chacham Avadya wants to be machmer for the Sfaradim for sure. Wants to be machmer for Ashkenazim also. He says, if you know bevadai that the suit has shatnas, then it's a machlokes the Rambam and everybody else. So you have to be choshish for the Rambam's opinion. So you shouldn't try it on if you don't have shatnas. If it may or may not have shatnas, so then maybe it's mutam mitam svek svek. Maybe it doesn't have shatnas. Even if it does have shatnas, maybe the din is not like the Rambam. Maybe the din is that levisha sheyesh b'hanoah is mutam. But if it vadai has shatnas, so he thinks that for sure you shouldn't put it on because you have to be choshish for the Rambam's opinion. So that's questionable whether the Teretz is the old kasha was based on the Rambam. But the Rambam holds the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear the avnei shaloi b'shas avoidim. So the Teretz at the belt says that since they wear it as uniform, they're not really interested. So that's called levisha shein b'hanoah. That Teretz is not valid according to the Rambam. Rambam himself holds that levisha is also even ein b'hanoah. Only halah is mutar if it's ein b'hanoah, but levisha is also even ein b'hanoah. Usually it's assumed, you see, the way the Radva says, that the Rambam's opinion is that there's a difference between Levisha's Big Day Kain Gadol and Levisha's Big Day Kain Hedyot, that the Kain Gadol has a mitzvah to stand in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, Melubish with its Godim. And the Kain Hedyot only has it's not a mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, it's only a Hechshar Avodah. The Kain Hedyot has to wear Big Day Kuna to enable him to be Makriv the Karbonis. So the Radvaz understands in the Rambam that the heter to wear shatnas and big dekuna is only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Kain Gadol is fulfilling the mitzvah all day long, even when he's not doing avodah. Kain Hedyot is only fulfilling the mitzvah when he does the avodah. Usually, Tosis presents it. Tosis doesn't talk about the difference between a Kain Gadol and Kain Hedyot. Tosis and Menachos has the discussion: is it permissible for the Kohanim to wear the big dekuna that have shatnas Shaloi b'shas avoida or not? The Rambam says not allowed to, not allowed to. The Tosis has two opinions. So Tosis words it, Tosis presents it that it depends whether kilayim a big dekuna is hutra or dechuya. This past summer, I was in Eretz Yisrael with the NCSY group. So one day they went to visit Rav Moshe Weiss, and he gave a shiur for them. It was in the middle of the 9 days. So he was discussing a choyle shemus hakon is allowed to eat on Tisha B'av. So what's the nature of the din? Is it hutra or dechuya? So he was asking the students, where do you have a discussion whether something is hutra or dechuya? So they came up with every single case in Shulchan Aruch except for the original case. Any other case, any other case. One guy came up, klai metzitzis, good. And bris milah on Shabbos, hutra dechuya, good. Akrovas karbonas on Shabbos, So, yeah, good. Every case. Then he said, well, what's the original case? No one knew the original case. Original case in the Machlokes Amoraim in Yuma Davav, whether a korban tzibur is kari betuma, whether tuma duchui betzibur, tuma hutra betzibur. That's the original Machlokes, whether something is duchui or hutra. And then the Rishonim discussed, because nefesh is derech Shabbos, is in hutra duchui. They discuss other things as well. But the original Machlokes is korban tzibur. Is korev even in the state of tumah? So that's a machlokes whether that's hutra or duchuya. What's the difference? Hutra means heta gomer, and duchuya means that it's muta with a krechts. Because she hitir hata. So what's the difference? Whether it's muta with a krechts or without a krechts? Bottom line is muta. Machlokes whether you have to give a krechts or not. Whether because she hitir hata, that's how Rashi writes. If it's duchuya, that is because she hitir hata. And if it's hutra, it's heta gomer bishofi. It's not with a krechts or without a krechts. What's the difference? So the Gemara has, what does it mean, korban sibur? What's the din? Korban sibur is doicha tumah. What does it mean, korban sibur? So this is, it's coming up, that's the Gemara, we're up to him, psochem, lamet chesam, a base. Korban sibur doesn't mean korban sibur. The Mishnah in Tmura, beginning of the second paragraph of Tmura, quotes Rav Meir, the korban sibur is doicha tumah, doesn't really depend on korban sibur versus korban yocha, it depends on korban shezmano kavua versus korban shein zmano kavua. 99% of the karbonis tzibur azmanam kavua. What are karbonis tzibur? Tamidim umasafim. So that's a karbon shazmanam kavua. If I don't bring the karbon today, zava yama bottle of karbon, I lost my chance. So that's called zmanam kavua. Once in a long while you have a karbon tzibur which is not zmanam kavua. Parhalam davashal tzibur. You can bring it whenever you have a chance to. So that's taka not, it's a karbon tzibur in the sense that is paid for by machza shekel money. A karbon tzibur versus a korban yoch. Korban yoch is paid for by the individual person. Korban tzibur is funded by the machza shekel money. But as far as doicha Shabbos and doicha tumah, it doesn't. The Mishnah quotes Rameh, that it, and Noman disagrees. Mishnah quotes Rameh at the beginning of the second parakan for it doesn't really depend on korban tzibur versus korban yoch. It depends on korban shezmano kavua versus korban shein zmano kavua. 95% of the korbanos yochid are not zmanam kavua. A person brings an oila, shlamim, achatas, and asham, he can bring whatever he has a chance. He brings it. There are karbanas yachid, there are zmanam kavua. Let's say the kohen gadol has to bring chabit to kohen gadol every single day. Machtzisa babayk and machtzisa ben abayim. That's a karban yachid, he pays for it from his own pocket, from his own funds. And that's zmanam kavua, he has to bring it every single day. So that's derecha tumen, it's derecha Shabbos. Or the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, he can, if Aaron is parachatas hashalah, he pays for it, it's a karban yachid. And it's Deicha Shabbos, Deicha Yom Kippur, it's Deicha everything, Deicha Tumah. It's a Zman Kavua. 95% of the Karbonis Yochid are not Zman Kavua. 99% of Karbonis Tzibur are Zman Kavua. So that's why the Mishnah is always called these Karbon Yochid, Karbon Tzibur, but it doesn't really, it's a misnomer. It doesn't really depend on Karbon Yochid versus Karbon Tzibur, it depends on Zman Kavua versus Ein Zman Kavua. This is relevant, the difference between a korban shezman kavua, a korban shezman kavua, is relevant when you get to doicha tuma, it's relevant to doicha Shabbos, and it's relevant to psochim daf lamet ches amet beis. Bizman nova givon. It's no longer relevant. It used to be relevant. Bizman nova givon. When there was a heta bamas, so you can have a bamas yochid. Whoever wants can make his own bama ketana, bama siyachid rebbe. He wants anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't make a bama b'chutzlar, as we were discussing yesterday. And then you had the Nov, and then later on you had in Givon, you had the bama tzibur, that's the bama gedoyla. So on a bama siyachid, you can only be makriv nedar medadovis. We'll have to discuss this. It says a machlekes satanaim, exactly what's included in nedar medadovis. And on the bama tzibur, what more can you be makariv on the Bama Tzibur more than a Bama Tziyachid? So one Tana is of the opinion only Chovish is Manam Kavua. Achatos, let's say someone was Machal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, that's a Chovah, but it's not Zmanam Kavua. So it's a Korban Chovah, you can't be makariv on a Bama Tziyachid. Could you be makariv in the Bama Gdoyla and Nova Givon? So that was a Machalikah Satanah. According to some Tanaim, you can't be makariv, according to Reb Shimon. You can't be makrivit in Nova Givon either, because it's only if it's korban shezmano kavua. Chayva shezmano kavua. Ein zmano kavua, you can't be makrivit. So that's what Tosis has a whole discussion. Is Bikurim called a korban shezmano kavua or not? It's not over yoma batel karbana. Bikurim you can bring for a couple of months. But over zmano batel karbana. If you don't bring it before Hanukkah, So you lost the chance. Tosis has a shaila. Whether Ikurim is considered, Tosis claims that it's not called Zman HaKavua. And other Rishonim disagree. We'll have to learn it. So it's a new distinction between two types of karbonas. So the Gemara discusses this. The Gemara first has a machlekes Amarayim. Then the Gemara points out it's really a machlekes Hatanan from earlier generation. Machlekes Abiyuri Reb Shimon. Whether a korban shezman kavua can be offered even in a state of tuma, even if the kain is tame, even if the korban is tame. So is that bebchinas hutra? Is that bebchinas duchuya? The Gemara says, what's the difference? Halacha l'maisa. So the difference is whenever, let's say, esed deicha lo sesei. So esed deicha lo sesei is called duchuya. It's deicha. You don't say b'makom kiyum esei. The lo sesei was never formulated. You don't say hutra. No. There's a lav, and b'makom tzorech kiyum amitzvah, then esei is deicha lo sesei. So that's when the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish. If you can fulfill the essay without violating the lois essay, then you have no heter. You're not allowed to violate a lois essay in the way to fulfill a mitzvah if it wasn't necessary. If you could have fulfilled the mitzvah without violating the lois essay, then the essay is not deichad alav, because it's dechuya. So dechuya means the tzorach kiyum mitzvah is deichad alav. Only if it's iyav shel kaim shneim, if there's no way to fulfill the mitzvah without violating the law, then you say es is decha lo isesei. So that's the shaila. What's with korban sibur? Is mutar in a state of tum? Is that hutra? Is that dechuya? What if you can avoid it? You can. There are 500 kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash and two are tohar, and all the 498 are tamei. So would we tell the two who are tohar? You do all the hakrovas and kamanas, and we're going to send out all the 498. It'll be a little uncomfortable. They're going to be working all day long, 24 hours a day. They'll take their shifts. Okay, would you say it's Epshel HaKayim Shneim? We can fulfill the Hakrobas, the Tmidim of Masofim, with the two Kohanim? What do you say? No, it's Heta Gomer. You can allow all the Tmeim to come in to be Makar with the Kohanim. So that's the Gemara's Nafkamina. If it's Hutra, Heta Gomer, so you don't even have to be Mahader to do B'Tahara. Hutra is Afilu Epshel HaKayim Shneim. It's still Mutar. But if you hold the Chuya, then it's only doichet, there's really a tzorech. So the Gemara has an interesting klius. Among the Shmeinah B'gadim that the Kangodol wears is the tzitz. That's the wear of golden tzitz that says Kodesh Lashem. And the pasuk says, V'hoyal Metzach Aharon, has to wear it on his Metzach. That's a question. Where is Meitzach? Meitzach usually means the forehead. So Pashup Shat is that the tzitz was over here on his forehead. So Tosis is not so convinced. Tosis and Yuma, the first peg, not so convinced. They have one opinion that it says, Ukshartim Los Aladecha, Hoyra Tatov is Beinei Necha. Where's Beinei Necha? So the Karoim used to wear the tefillin over here, Beinei Necha. And our tradition is, no, Beinei Necha means over here, but Mokum Seir. You're not Yotze if you wear it on the forehead. So Tosis has one opinion that Meitzach Aharon, the Targum Unkelis says, Beinei Nohi. Voyal Meitzach Aharon, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed Ches, in today's parasha. So the Targum says, Beinei Nohi. So Beinei Necha doesn't mean over here. It means over here. So Tosis has one opinion that the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz over here. Then he had to wear a mitznefes. And then the Gemara says, he wore tefillin shel Rosh also. So where is there enough tefillin? If the tzitz has to be over here and the tefillin has to be over here, so the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol is all the way over here in the back. A Kohen Hedyo doesn't have to wear a tzitz; he only has to wear tefillin. So he wears tefillin over here. So his mikvas was probably bigger. So Tosfos says, "Oh, now we know the secret. How come the hat of the Kohen Hedyo is called mikvas and the hat of the Kohen Gadol is called mitznefes?" So Tosfos says, "Because the Kohen Hedyo was bigger." The Kohen Gadol is the smaller the yarmulke indicates that the person is holier. You have Pepsi called the yarmulke, that's the Kohen Gadol. He has to wear a little mitznefes because all the room is taken up. He has to wear a tzitz over here and then sayo hira near, but tzitz the mitznefes and he wears the shalrosh over there, then his yarmulke is going to be smaller. Who, the Pope? Pope's yarmulke is smaller than the other galoch. We've got to find out, I don't know. But so that's what Tosfos has one suggestion. So what was the The Kohen Gadol has to wear Shemayin HaBegadim. Okay. So what's the role of special status of the tzitz? The Pasuk says that you should wear it. By wearing the tzitz, he's machshir apostle akorban. What do you mean, rotzon? It says v'nirtza lo lechaper olam. Many times it says v'nirtza lo. So when you talk about a korban, you brought a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, sometimes it'll be a question, was it kosher, was it not kosher? So we say, if it's kosher, we say ritzo, it's kosher. If it's not kosher, we'd say eina meratza. So what does it mean? The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, yes, and by wearing the tzitz, he's machshir a pasul a korban. What pasul a korban? It's very unclear. In the Chumash, you'll never know what pasul a korban. So the Gemara has by process of elimination, the Tanoim figured out which korban pasul we're talking about. Could it be talking about pigul? Could it be talking about noisar? Could it be talking about small? He did avoda b'small. Could it be talking about an avoda balayla? What kind of avoda? No. So by process of elimination, it can't be that. Can't be that. Can't be that. There's nothing left that goes on tuma. If you makar a korban in the state of tuma, so then the tzitz is meratz. If the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz is meratz. It's a shaila. Means the Kohen Gadol just wears the tzitz. The rest of the big dikuni doesn't have to wear. Only he can wear regular clothes. Just the tzitz he has to wear. Oh no, he has to wear the tzitz with all the shmoyin abgadim. The whole works. He just wears the mechus abgadim if he only wears the tzitz. That's a further machlokes. This is quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. He only has to wear the tzitz. He doesn't have to wear all the rest of the shmoyin abgadim to be meratze on the korbanos, to be machsher the pasul of korban if it's nifsal betumah. And the Beis Halevi develops a whole theme, and it's true, is he thinks not so. He thinks that against the Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says he thinks that the other Rishonim would disagree. They think you have to wear the tzitz bitzira for all the other big dekunim. So when exactly is the tzitz meratzah? So the first is, V'hoi al mitzcha tomid v'ratzan lahem lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara has a machlekes, how do you punctuate the pasuk? So I think we usually read V'ayam Itzcha Tomid Kama L'rotzen Lehem Lefnei Hashem. One Tana says V'ayam Itzcha Kama Tomid L'rotzen Lehem Lefnei Hashem. One Tana says the tzitz is Tomid Meratz even when he's not wearing it. Afilo Eino Adehu Al Mitzcha. As long as the tzitz is in existence. If it's Nishbar HaTzitz, if it's smashed, then there is no tzitz. So then there's no tzitz Meratz. But if the tzitz is in existence, even if the Kohen Gadol is sleeping, he's not wearing the tzitz at all. The tzitz is meratza. Tomei l'ratza l'malafnei Hashem. And the Rambam does not accept that opinion. The Rambam reads it. V'ayal mitzcha tomid kama. L'ratza l'malafnei Hashem is not tomid meratza, even when he's not wearing. It's only meratza when he does wear. So the Gemara has an interesting klius. The Gemara says there are two dinim that depend one on the other. There was a machlokes hatanoim whether tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma d'chui b'tzibur. If you have a korban shezmana kavua and you bring it in a state of tuma, is that hutra or is that d'chui? And there's a machlokes hatanoim whether the tzitz is meratza only while you're wearing it or even when you're not wearing it, as long as it's not nishbar. So the Gemara says that these two are connected. Why are they connected? So the Gemara says, we always want to secure that the korbanos that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash should be kosher. So even if they're makrav a korban and it has a psul of tumah, if the Kohen Gadol will be wearing the tzitz, we'll be safe. The korban will be kosher b'di'evan. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, what's with Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz. When he enters the Kodesh Kodashim, he wears the Dalet Begodim that are described not here in Parshas Tetzav at all, the Dalet Begodim in Parshas Achrei Mois. And he's not allowed to wear the tzitz. Why is he not allowed to wear the tzitz? I let him wear the tzitz. So Parshas Pshat is Miyuta Begodim. The Torah says he should only wear Dalet Begodim. He's going to wear the tzitz, it'll be Miyuta Begodim. So the Gemara gives a different reason why. The Gemara says the Kohen Gadol can't wear the tzitz in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur because the tzitz is made from Zohav and the Egel HaZohav was made from Zohav, even though this is not the same Zohav as that, but all the Zohav goes in the same family. It's from the family of gold. And Ein Kategan Asa Sanega. we have a din of Ein Kategor Nasan Eger, not only in the Beis Hamikdash, you have it, a rule about Gozel may not be used, and the Yerushalmi says, because Ein Kategor Nasan Eger. So that's only if this lulav is a lulav agoz, because the God of stole a lulav, stole the love in the world, apostle, because they ain't kategor, only if this one is a kategor. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's outside of the Beis Hamikdash, but if you're dealing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, lefnai v'lefnim, then we're more machmer, we're more medaktik, and ain't kategor, nasan eger, so all gold in the world belongs to the family of Egel Azov, the gold, so all gold is no good. So the Gemara gives a whole agadic explanation why the Kangoro doesn't, why he's not allowed to wear that sits in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What do you need in Agodim? Why don't you just say it'll be Miyuta Begodim? He's supposed to wear Dalet Begodim. It's Miyuta Begodim. So some want to say that the sits is a Tachshit. And there's no violation of Miyuta Begodim if you're wearing jewelry. Tachshit. It's only if you wear a beged from cloth. Really? So you can wear glasses? You can wear a necklace? You can wear a ring? Whatever's a Tachshit is not included. Possibility. Some want to say like that. Others say no. The Gemara is giving an agadic reason why the halacha says like you're not allowed to wear it sits because it'll be miyuta begodim. But why did the Torah state that the kangaroo should only wear dal begodim? Why doesn't the Torah recommend he should wear the tzitz when he goes inside? So the reason why the Torah and Parashas Achrimo says he shouldn't wear the tzitz, it's like dashina time of the crop, because ain't katega nasanega, whatever. But I call upon him bottom line, when the Kangodl enters into the Heichel, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does the Avodah Zayin Yom Kippur, he's not wearing the tzitz. So the Gemara says, so what's going to be if there'll be a psul tumah then? So how will we be covered? The korban may be nifsal. So according to the Tana who holds tumah hutra b'tzibur, so Kangodl is doing Korban Shazmana Kavua. He's being macro Korban Shazmana Kavua. So then the Gemara said, there's no problem. Tumah Huch B'tzibur, you don't have to have it since it's had the gum. So you're covered. All the Karbanos on Yom Kippur are Korban Shazmana Kavua. You're covered. It can become Nifsal. But according to the Tanu holds that Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, so then you have to have it since if you don't have it since, then it's not going to be kosher. So what's going to be? So then the Gemara says you have to assume that the tzitz is meratza even if the kangaroo is not wearing it. So you have to hold either one or the other. The Gemara says the Gemara makes an assumption. It cannot be that the Torah requires of the kangaroo he should enter into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur not wearing a tzitz, and there's a possibility that the karbanos that he'll offer there will be bitumah, and it'll be possible, I'll have to do it over again. The Gemara, the Tanoim assume that's inconceivable. We have to be covered when the Kangaroo goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So either covered one way or the other. Either you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so you don't need a tzitz, or if you hold Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, and then you do need a tzitz also, you have to say the tzitz is meratz even if you're not wearing it. The Rambam happens to paskin against the Gemara. The Rambam paskins both. The Rambam paskins Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, not Hutra. That's only muta b'tzibur, it's only kosher b'tzibur, b'tzirif wearing the tzitz. Then the Rambam paskins that the tzitz is only meratza when you're wearing it. So according to the Rambam, the kangaroo goes in on Yom Kippur to do the avodah, you're not covered. You're not covered. If there'll be a psul tumah, it'll be possible. You have to repeat it later on. You have to do well with the avodah. So that's the question. How did the Rambam decide to paskin against the whole assumption, all the tanoim? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, all the Tanaim, they're all assuming that these two have to be connected. Using the premise, it's inconceivable that the Kangaroo and the Yom Kippur are going to go inside, and we won't be covered that the Karbana should be kosher, even if a psul tumah will occur. The Rambam Paskin say, he won't be covered. Where did the Rambam, there must be a Gemara somewhere else, where did the Rambam see in some other source that it's not Toli Zebizet? That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says it is Toli Zebizet. If it breaks, then you're not covered, correct? If it breaks, you're not covered. Okay. That'll holiday. So tzitz breaks it for sure. It's not meratza.
How could you say that the tzitz is a tachshit, and that's why it's not a problem? The Gemara there says the difference between the kafir machta and the things that he wears is by snot. That's what a tachshit is.
Maybe benegir. Maybe that's benegir to the din of enkategan asaneg. Maybe benegir to the din of meruba begadim. Maybe it's only a beged. Maybe it's only if it's meruba begadim, an extra beged. In the days of the. That's a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether the tzitz is miratza only when he's wearing it, or it's even miratza eino adei al mitzchi, even if he's not wearing it, it's miratza. Machlekes
hatanoim. No, but if it's only when he's wearing it, then I mean, whose opinion is that? Because if it's chidur on him, it's chidur completely, he doesn't need it at all.
But
if it's
dechuya,
then you have to hold this.
And
you have to hold that, even if he's not wearing it.
So the Gemara says, if you hold tro, karbonis tzibur, bituma hutro, so we're covered on Yom Kippur, everything is covered, you don't even need a tzitz to be meratza, to be machshir the karbonis. But if you hold the chuya, then the karbonis tzibur will only be kosher if the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz. You need the tuma, the chuya b'tzibur requires the tziruf of the tzitz. If you hold tum hutra b'tzibur, you don't need a tzitz. If you hold tuma, the chuya b'tzibur, then you do need the tziruf of the tzitz. Why is that tali zebezer? That's a little unclear in the Gemara. Why is that tali zebezer? If you hold tuma hutra b'tzibur, so you don't require that the kohen gadol should be wearing the tzitz to be machshir karbanas tzibur. But if you have tuma dechuya b'tzibur, then you do need the tzira for the tzitz. Why is that tali? So that's a famous explanation from Rabbi Yitzchak Panovitz, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabinowitz, was the Rav in Panovitz 100 years ago. So he has a little sefer Zecha Yitzchak. So in the end of the sefer, the last two pages, the whole sefer is a collection of letters that he wrote to other rabbanim, tshuvas, Aloch Lamaise, Pilpulim. And the last two, three pages, he has short Chidushi Torah. He has one short paragraph on this Gemara. So he says, Dechuya, the term, the concept of Dechuya, the term and the concept mean, a mitzvah is Doicha and Avera. If it's Doicha and Avera, if you bring a korban in the state of Tumah, there are two halachas here. There's an Avera and there's a psul. So you can say, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, the Avera is lifted. The Tzorach HaKrobas, Korban Tzibur, is Deicha L'Akesa, Deicha L'Aisese, so the mitzvah is Deicha L'Aver. But the Korban is still Puzzle. What does it help you didn't do an Aver? The Korban is still Puzzle. So then to be Machsha the Korban, you have to have the Kohen Gadol wearing the Tzitz. So if you'll Tuma, Duchuya B'Tzibur, so Duchuya only takes off the Iser, it doesn't remove the Psul. But if you'll Tuma, Hutri B'Tzibur, means the whole Dinim, all the Dinim of Tuma were never formulated in connection with a Korban Tzibur. Never formulated, so neither the prohibition, neither the Avera, the Yisr, nor the Psul, all the Dinam of Tumah never apply. So that's why in the Gemara it says that it's Toli Zebizeh. The Gemara says if you hold Tumah, Hutra B'tzibur, you don't need Tziruf HaTzitz, Hutra Hutra, so you can bring it in a state of Tumah, you don't need a Tzitz. But if you hold Tumah, Dechuya B'tzibur, that the Dechiyah can only be Doicha and Yisr, it can be Doicha and Psul. So to be Machshir the Korban, you require the Tziruf of the Tzitz. There's a question. In the days of there's a sefer Kafta Vaferach that was written by one of the Balei Atosis who moved to Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Rishonim. So they write that two generations earlier there was a plan to build the Mizbeach and to be Makor Vekorban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and it didn't work. So the Kafta Vaferach raises a few objections. How can you do that? And he answers all of his objections. But then the later Paskim asked, what do you mean? The Raman Paskins Tuma Duchuya B'tzibur. If it's Tuma Duchuya B'tzibur, everybody's Tomei. So you can be Makar of Karbonis in the state of Tuma, but there'll be Pasul. So the only way to be Makshan them, if you hold Duchuya, you need Tziruf Tzitz. So you have to have a Kohen Gadol wearing a Tzitz. They didn't have a Kohen Gadol wearing a Tzitz. And the Chavetz Chaim was also interested. Rabbi Kedega wanted to build the Mizbeach and bring Karban Pesach. And the Chavetz Chaim was interested in being Makar of Karbonis. And Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish about a whole essay, Drishas Tzion, a whole sefer. We should make a mizbech and bring karbonis. Maybe make a mizbech and bring karbonis. Who's the kohen gadol wearing a tzitz? We find the tumah is muta b'tzibur, but it's only the Rama Paskin's dechuya. It's only dechuya b'tziruf wearing a tzitz. So who's wearing a tzitz? Somehow they all forgot about that. So one of the friends of the Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer. Karnas HaMizbeach was just reprinted a few years ago. one of the students in yeshiva reprinted it. It was the author of the sefer was his great grandfather, Sova. His name is Sova. He lives in the neighborhood. He'll give you the sefer for nothing. Whoever's interested in reading it, he'll give you the sefer for nothing. Karnas on his back. So he works on this topic. He discusses that. How is it possible that all the gedolim discussed the Akrobus Karbonis Bituma Bisman Hazeh? What happened to the tzitz? No, we don't have a kind God wearing a tzitz. So getting back again, there's a concept of Duchuya versus Hutra. The original discussion in the Gemara, Duchuya and Hutra, is about bringing Karbonis Tzibur in a state of Tuma. So that's a Machloikis Amaroim, and then the Gemara shows it's Machloik Davavim Yuma. Then the Gemara shows Dav Zayin, it's really a Machloikis Altanoim. And the Gemara says that it's interconnected, that if you hold, the Gemara assumes if you hold Hutra, you don't need Tzirif Hatzitz. If you hold Chuy, then you do need Tzirif Hatzitz. The Gemara has another interconnection. If you hold Hutra, the Gemara assumes, all the Tanaim assume, you have to be covered on Yom Kippur. If a Tumah should occur, you have to be covered. You say you're not covered anyway, what's going to happen if the Tzitz breaks? I don't know. So we won't be covered if the Tzitz breaks. But the Gemara assumes if the Tzitz doesn't break, you have to be covered. So if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, so you're covered, no problem. If you hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, if you hold Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur, so you need a tzitz, so you must assume that the tzitz is meratz, even if you're not wearing it. Even ain't a day on mitzvah. And the Rama Paskin is against that taliyah. So again, so the Gemara has this discussion whether Hutra Dechuya. So the Tosfos has a discussion about the heter of Kohanim to wear shatnas in the big dekunim. Is that Hutra or Dechuya? What's the difference? So Tais says the difference would be, is the kohen permitted to wear the big, the avnet that has the shatnas? Is he allowed to wear the avnet only b'shas avoida or shaloi b'shas avoida as well? So Tais has two opinions. The Tais is a menachah, the beginning of Perat Chelas, has two opinions about that. And Tais quotes a Tosefta, if the kohen will walk la medina, chutz la migdosh, he'll walk by medina with big dekuna, for sure he'll be loike because of shatnas. Because even if you hold Hutra, it's not going to be Hutra outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Tosis wonders why. So they suggest that maybe Koyin Sheyotze Behem Medina Loike, maybe it's only Makas Mardis Min the Rabbanon. We said over a couple of days ago, last week, we said over Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation that the Big De Kuhuna are like Klisharis, and they only have a status of Klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash. Klisharis outside of the Beis HaMikdash are not called Klisharis. So even if you're Hutra, it's not called Big Dekuna, there wouldn't be any Heter. That's where there's a commentary on the side of Maseches Tomid that's attributed to the Ravid. It's printed in all the Gemara, it's attributed to the Ravid. They say it's clearly not written by the Ravid, written by someone else. Okay. So this Pirush HaMiuchas LaHaRavid asks Akasha. The Gemara, the Rishonim all said, he disagrees with these Rishonim. The Rishonim said the difference between saying that Shatnas and Big Dekun is Hutra was Duchuya, the difference is, are you permitted to wear the Big Dekunah but the Shatnas, namely the Avneid, are you allowed to wear it Shaloi B'Shas Avoida? So he says, of course not. How can you wear Shaloi B'Shas Avoida? It's neither Hutra nor Duchuya, even if you're Hutra. Hutra is the mitzvah is Matirit. But Shaloi B'Shas Mitzvah, why should it be Mutar? So he asked the Kasha, let's say Hakrovas Karbonis on Shabbos, the Karbonis that you're allowed to be Makma on Shabbos, Zmanim Kavua, Adecha Shabbos, is that Hutra or Dechuya? So the Gemara says in Yuma, that's Hutra, no Machlekes, that's Hutra. Karbonis Tzibur Adecha Tuma, that's a Machlekes Hutra Dechuya, and the Raman Paskin is Dechuya. But Hakrovas Karbonis Tzibur B'Shabbos, that never was a Machlekes, the Gemara says that's Hutra. So when the Kohenim are makrib the Karbonis on Shabbat Hutra, they're allowed to smoke a cigar at the same time. Hutra, everything goes. No, it's only Hutra for the right bit asks. Not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on the side. It's only Hutra for the purpose of the mitzvah. The question is, if you can avoid it, do you say, Efshe L'Kaim Shneim, you should avoid it or not? So if you hold Hutra, you're allowed to do it even if you can avoid violating the Yisra. But Makam Mitzvah is Mutar. But to wear Big Dekuna, the Shat and Shalom B'Shas HaVed, there's no mitzvah at all. So what's the Heter? You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in the middle of Hakrobas Kabbanah Tzibah and Shabbos. Why should, just cause Hutra, why should it be Mutar? That's what the Ravid argues. The whole thing doesn't make sense. What's the Heter to wear Big Dekuna, Shalom B'Shas HaVed, even if you're all Hutra, but you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah then. So where is the Hutra? So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain What the Rishonim are talking, all the Rishonim say like this. What are they talking about? So he gave a Yartzai Drasha on this. The Yartzai Drasha was about Kalayim and Tzitzis, Shatnas and Tzitzis. But in the middle of the Shir, he was explaining what's the definition of Hutra versus Tchuya, that it should be Mutter even to wear the Tzitzis with the Shatnas Balayla, when there's no Kima Mitzvah of Tzitzis. If the Mitzvah of Tzitzis is only by Yom, so what does it help that you say Hutra? What do you mean Hutra? But there's no Mitzvah of Tzitzis Balayla. So how is it Hutra? Or to wear a big dikun shalai b'shas havayda. So the rabbi says, there's no mitzvah at all. How can you say hutra? It's only hutra b'macha mitzvah. So Soloveitchik explained the difference in definition between hutra and tchuya. If the old tchuya means that the tzorach kiyum ha-mitzvah allows you to violate the issa. The tzorach kiyum ha-mitzvah of hakrabas karbanas tzibur allows you to violate the issa of tumah. Or the tzorach kiyum ha-mitzvah of tzitzis allows you to violate the Isser of Shatnas in the baggage in the tzitzis. So the mitzvah is only by Yom, it's not by Laila. Or the mitzvah of when big dekun is only b'shas avodah, shlo b'shas avodah not. But if you hold hutra means that this cheftza was exempted, not the tzarech kiyama mitzvah is matayu. It's not matayu. The laws of tumah were only given on karbanos yachid. Karbanas tzibur, this chefta of hakrabas karbanas tzibur are exempted from the whole din. It's an exception to the rule. The parsha of tumah was never formulated here. The laws of shatnas were never formulated with respect to a beged of bigdei kuna. It was never formulated with respect to a beged of tzitzis. If yol hutra means the chefta of tzitzis is exempted from the din, and the chefta of bigdei kuna, so even if you wear it chutz, even if you wear shalei b'shas avoda, the chefta is bigdei kuna. Even if you wear the tzitzis balayla, it is a cheftza of tzitzis. So if you hold hutra, that means that this cheftza was exempted. If you hold dechuya, means that the tzorach kiyama mitzvah is doicha
the yisa. That's not the same as lo
nemra, yeah.
So hutra, you probably assume that hutra and lo nemra are the same thing?
Well, Rashi explains, Rashi and Brachas explain, hutra means that the whole parsha was lo nemra in this case. But dechuya means that the parsha was nemra, and the tzorach kiyum mitzvah A allows you to be doicha aveira B. So that's only if there's a tzorach. If zev shalakayim shneim, there's no tzorach. That's only when you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah. So to smoke a cigar at the same time you're makariv karbanas tzibur, smoking, there's no halacha that why you're makariv karbanas tzibur, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. There is no such din. The only machlokes is whether the tzorach hakrabas karbanas tzibur allows you to, the only question is tzorach hakrabas karbanas tzibur allows you to be mechal Shabbos, or the cheftz of karbanas tzibur is exempted from the chilul Shabbos. The Gemara says hutra, the cheftz of karbanas tzibur is exempted from the laws of Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos were never given in connection with hakrabas karbanas tzibur. This cheftz was exempted.
I thought that you were saying that there might be three madrigas, hutra and lo nemra
are identical. Yeah. No, sometimes it's a different thing. Let's say kilayim and big day kuhuna is a discussion whether it's hutra or dechuya. But then there's another thing that's better than hutra, better than dechuya. Let's say I have a blend of rayon and acetate. That's not hutra, it's not dechuya by definition. That's not shatnas at all. That's a different thing. There is a third category. That by definition, the thing is not shatnas at all. But we're talking about things that are shatnas. So sometimes it'll be hutra, sometimes it'll be dechuya. The Gemara has a machloikas ha-tanaim. The Tanaim have this machloikas, all lived after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so they never saw a Kohen Gadol. So the machloikas, how did it say Kodesh Lashem? Yud Kei Vav Kodesh Lashem. So one opinion has it that it's one straight line, Kodesh Lashem. The other opinion is no, that the Shem Hashem should be on a higher line. So it said Kodesh La, Lamed, and Yud Kei Vav Kei was above. So you had to read like this. You read the beginning of the line over here, then you jump to the top of the line. Kodesh Lashem. So that's a machlokes ha-tanoim. So the Gemara quotes, one Tana says, I was in Rome, and he saw in the Vatican, he saw the tzitz, and it's Kodesh Lashem on one line. So you have archaeological evidence that it's on one line. So the Rama Paskin is on two lines. So what does he do with the archaeological evidence? The Tana says, Ani ha'isi b'reimei v'reisiv. I saw the tzitz. So the Kesa Mishnah says, Don't get so excited. Archaeological evidence doesn't always, it proves that there was a Kohen Gadol who wore a tzitz where everything was on one line. But every Kohen Gadol had to have his own tzitz. Kohen Gadol has to fit your forehead. So not everybody has the same shaped forehead, the same size. I must have had 25 tzitz. Every Kohen Gadol had to have a tzitz that fits snugly on his forehead. So maybe the one that Tana saw in Rome was on one line, and the Rambam thinks that the majority opinion is man by sheni, is to be followed. The majority opinion was on two lines. Archaeology doesn't necessarily prove that all the tzitzin were like that. That's when they discovered a mikveh from the days of the Tanoim, from the days of the Baisheni, before the days of the Tanoim. So the mikveh didn't correspond to the Chazanish's shir of Memsor. So it's a right, the Chazanish is wrong. So they said, no, maybe that mikveh was used by the Karoim. Maybe it was used by the Tzedukim. How do you know it was used by the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash? If you find a mikveh that was used by the Kohanim and Beis HaMikdash, that'll be archaeological evidence that the Chazanish Shir is a guzma, that is memso, even with less. You have to be careful with the archaeology. The Beis Yosef and the Prishan, Hilchas Tefillin, have such a discussion. There's Machlekes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what's the Seder of the Dalet Parshias and the Shol Rosh? Whether you have Kadesh Ikriyacha Shema Bahayom Shema, or you have Kadesh Vayom Kibiyacha Bahayom Shema and Shema at the end. Whether you have Habayis B'Yemtza, or you go straight in order. So they found Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam in Kevi Yecheskel HaNavi. So what better proof that's archaeological evidence that they were Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam? So the other Rachmanim say maybe the reason why they put him in the Kever because they were puzzled. So they put him in the Shemus. The kosher tefillin were like Rashi, the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam were puzzled, so they put it in the kever. Or others suggest, how can it be, the Torah Shleima has this suggestion, how can it be that in the days of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, all of a sudden the machlokes began, what's the Seder HaParshas, what they do for all the generations before? See here, it's a machlokes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam had to read a passage in the Gemara. So what did they do for all the years before? So the Torah Shleima has a suggestion. Maybe he's right. He thinks that any arrangement that you have is acceptable min HaTorah, and when the Tanoim said it has to be in this arrangement, maybe that's only a din de Rabbana that they invented at that time. So all the tefillin in the earlier generations, half of them will be like this, half of them will be the other way. Either way is kosher. And this is only a chumra min Rabbana, has to be in a certain order. Maybe. The Gemara tells a story in Kiddushin about Ahechem Kibud Aviyem. How far you were obligated to observe the mitzvah of Kibud Aviyem. The Gemara tells a story that there was a Nochri by the name of Dama ben Esina, and who lived in the days of the Baishen, and they needed a stone for the Avnei Achoshen. And he's the only one who had it, and his father was sleeping, and below the pillow was the key to the jewelry box. And didn't wake up his father, and he lost the fortune of money. Sure. The next year he was blessed and he had a paraduma and he made back all the money. The paraduma was so valuable, so he had to pay for that. So Tosfos quotes a medrash over there, which stone was missing? What's the difference which stone? One of the stones of the choshen was missing. So Tosfos says Yoshveh was missing. How did they know that it was Yoshveh was missing? So one of the achrayim has a suggestion, very questionable whether this is correct. He says we have a din. Let's say you have a Sefer Torah and you find a mistake. So you correct it. But the letters weren't written in order. The whole Sefer Torah was written and you wrote a letter in the middle. So there's no din that unique Siva Kisidron in a Sefer Torah. And tefillin and mezuzah, there's a mechilta that says you have to have Siva Kisidron. The Gemara never says. In fact, there's a Taisvis and Menachas that sounds like you don't need Siva Kisidron. So on the side of the Taisvis, they ask the Kasha and they stand on the head, they give a teretz how it's not a steer. But whether it is a steer or not a steer, but we paskan like that in Mechilta, that the Parshis and the Tefillin Mezuzah have to be written Kisidron. So what if you bring a Tefillin Mezuzah to the Sofer and he finds a mistake? There's a letter missing. So it depends. Can he erase everything from the end and then correct that letter, then rewrite everything from that point on? So then fine, you can correct it. But if you have a Shem Hashem, you can't erase all that. Let's say, Kimei Hashemayim Al Ha'aretz. And Kimei is spelled with a Kuf instead of a Chav. Kimei Hashemayim. So you can erase everything till there, and then write Chof Kimei Hashemayim Al Ha'aretz, and rewrite everything till the end. But if you have a Shem Hashem, you can't erase. So if you're going to have to erase the halfway in, what are you going to erase? Half a parsha, and then rewrite it, doesn't pay. So the question is, do you need Ksiva Kisidron on the names of the Shvatim and the Choshen? A ninefold. says you have to write. So one of the Achronim came up with an Einfal. The reason why the Medrash says that it was Yoshveh, because Yoshveh is the last one. The 12 stones, Yoshveh was the last one, and it had Binyamin written on Yoshveh. So if it would have been any other stone, they would have to remove all the stones. They're missing one stone in the middle. They have to remove all the stones and rewrite from that point on till the end. But Mara says they were only missing one stone. So it must be the last stone. Yoshveh was missing. That's quite a chiddush halacha l'maisa, that the halacha of ksiva kesidron, that the mechilta requires by tefillin and mezuzah, applies to the names of the shvatim and the avnei achoshen.
Why would we apply it more there than to sefer Torah itself?
I don't know. Where's a mocker? I don't know. The mechilta has a mocker, a drasha from a pasuk. The unique ksiva kesidron by the tefillin and mezuzah. Why should you say over here? A big chiddush. Some achrayim want to say the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. Pischei Tshuva and Hilchas Sefer Torah quotes. Mishnas Chachamim is a chibra on the Rambam, a running commentary on the Rambam. It was out of print for so many years, and no one ever looked at it. Now they reprinted it, still no one's using it. But he has a lot to say. Menchas Chinuch always quotes from the Mishnas Chachamim. So the Mishnas Chachamim has an Einfal, and he has the Zamortchai, sounds like this. That even though the Sefer Torah doesn't need Ksiva Kesidron, but the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah maybe does need Ksiva Kesidron. And here, some of the Achronim want to say that the names of the Shvatim that were written on the Yosias had to have Ksiva Kesidron. They were in the end of Yuma when they talk about the big Dekuna next to the last parak. Last parak is Halacha Maisa, about the Chamisha Inuim. And next to the last parak talks about the big Dekuna. So the Gemara says there, what's the story with this Choshen? The letters would light up when they would ask a question of the Choshen Mishpat, so the letters would light up and the Kohen Gadol would have to figure out what the answer was. But there are two letters that are missing a tzaddik and missing a tes. So the Gemara says that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov were written in the beginning, so the tzaddik is there from Yitzchak, and at the end, where's the tes? So the Gemara says, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, and the Midrashim, they all say, at the end, it said, Kol Eile Shiftei Yisrael. Or the Yerushalmi said, Shiftei Yeshurim. The Rambam writes, not like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. The Rambam was always colorful. So the Rambam writes, Shiftei Ko. Amedrash Rabbah. The Torah Shlema quotes. So Amedrash Rabbah like that. So the Kes Mishnah asked, Kes Mishnah didn't have that Medrash Rabbah. So he asked, how come the Rambam writes not like the Bavli, not like the Rishalmi? The Bavli says you wrote at the end, Kolele Shiftei Yisrael. And the Rishalmi says, Shiftei Yeshurun. How come the Rambam writes Shiftei Ko? So the Kes Mishnah answers, nah, it doesn't matter. You just need a test. Shiftei. Doesn't matter whether you write Shiftei Ko, Shiftei Yeshurun, Shiftei Yisrael. Doesn't matter as long as he speaks a test. Doesn't matter. Okay. The question was, so they had so many things written. So where was it written? So the simple pshat is on the first one had Reuven. The first Eben had Reuven written on it. So it had four names, Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, Reuven. A lot is written there. And the last stone didn't only have Binyamin, it had Shiftei Ko, or Kol Eilef Shiftei Yisrael. It had a lot of words written there. So on all the stones, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Yosher, Yosef, whatever. Everything was big letters. And over here, the first stone, last stone, that would be written teeny-weeny letters in order to squeeze in all of these other letters. Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, Reuven. And the last one had Binyamin. And after the name Binyamin, that had Kolei, the Shifti, Yisrael. They had it right. So that's questionable. So some Rishonim suggest, well, those two stones were bigger. All the letters were the same size. And the first stone and the last stone were bigger. And the others argue, bigger, so it's not symmetrical, so it doesn't look pretty. What kind of jewelry is that? You want to have a choshen that should look pretty. And if it's a different size letters, problematic. So it's a big discussion. Big discussion, how did it work? So the Torah describes all of these big dekuhuna. Then the Torah says that they had to, when they were mekadesh the Kohanim, so they had to put on the big dekuna and they had to bring special karbanos. So exactly how they had to put on the big dekuna is a little unclear. The Gemara in the first parak in Yuma has a machloikas. Ketzed hilbishon. Exactly how did they put on and what order did they put on the big dekuna? So the Gemara says, a shayla like that is bitl tara, ma'ida ha'vehavi. A discussion of halacha is, what's the din? How do you like tefillin? How do you observe Shabbos? What was the din in Sheshes Mei Bereshit? What was the din in Ketzad Hilbishon? Is that bitl tara, ma'ida ha'vehavi? So the Gemara gives two answers. Either lemizba kroy, I want to know how to read the psukim. Doesn't mean they had already done this, or it means that they did in order. Lemizba kroy, in order to understand what it says in Tanakh, even if the Tanakh is talking about something that's not going to be repeated, it's only Hoirasha, still, that's called Talmud Torah. Or Ketzad Malbishan Lasi Lover. What does it mean? If the Tchias HaMesim, whoever was born a Kohen, will be a Kohen, so the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so he doesn't have to have a Kiddush. But the Kohanim who will have Tchias HaMesim, once they died, they lost the Kedushas Kunis. After Tchias HaMesim, we'll have to go through the whole ceremony again. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Malbishan Lasi Lover. An interesting assumption. The Kohanim are alive when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. Our Kohanim, those who come back from the dead, so why do you say they're not Jewish either? So they should need Geirus. No, the Gemara doesn't talk about Geirus. They just need Ketzel Mabish and Lossi Lava. It's a questionable Gemara there. Then the Psukim have this special Karbonis that the Kohanim had to bring Lohai Rosho to become Kedoshim b'kedushas kohuna. When a ger converts, so a ger has to tovel in a mikveh and he has to bring a korban. So when they were endowed with an ager b'zman hazeh, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, ager b'zman hazeh, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the ger will, if he should live so long, or the ger should live so long, they should bring korbanos when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Le'esato, the geris is perfect, the geris is fine, even though there's no korban. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, then they'll have to bring a korban. So just like a ger and his gar has to bring karbonis, Klal Yisrael Har Sinai underwent geris, and they all had to bring karbonis. So the same, any ger, his gar has to bring a korban, and the kohanim at that time who were endowed with kedushas kuna had to bring a series of karbonis. So Aaron and Bona brought karbonis b'shutfis. So the Tosefta points out that there was a hirua shor here. There was an exception to the rule. We have a din if a group of people decide together to bring, let's say, a korban shlomim, and you have to do tenufa on the chazav v'shoika of the shlomim. So you don't have all of them do the tenufa. The halacha says echad meinif ayidei kulam. One does tenufa, and all the shutvim are yotze with his tenufa. Here the pasuk says beferish, Aaron Abonav did the tenufa on the chaylev and all the special stuff that they had to do tenufa on. So the Tosefta points this out, that this was a Hirashua. It's interesting. Here it says beferish that they were all shutvim and they all did tenufa. It never says in Chumash Vayikra that you bring a korban b'shutvim, only one does tenufa. The Torah Shebal Peh darshan that from in between the lines. Here's an often apostate that it's not so. So they said this was an exception to the rule. You hear what it is? Tanoim darshan psukim, that when you have a korban that's bol b'shutvis, carbon that's bol b'chabura echad meinav ayidei kulam. I said the very pasuk not so. So I said this pasuk is the exception to the rule. The rule is what we said, and the pasuk that's explicit is the exception to the rule. Okay, the Tanaim said so. That's a Tosefta like that. So the question is here. It says that they all did smicha on the carbon. Aaron and Bonav, they all did smicha. That's the din l'daris also. When a group of people bring a carbon, shutvim bring a carbon, so each one of them has to do smicha, but the Mishnayos say each one has to do smicha not together, zeh b'fnei atzmo, kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo, because you have to put smicha, you have to put both hands on the head of the animal. Samachas yodo said samachas yodo, so the karoim interpreted you only put one hand, but the Mishnah says you have to do smicha b'shtei adayim, both hands, not with one hand. So you have to put both hands. Let's say if you have three shutvim, so my hands will be a chatzitza between your hand and the head of the animal. So that's why each one of the shutvim, when you're being a korban above the shutvim, each one of the shutvim has to do smicha bifnei atzmo. So the Ravid writes in his Pirush on Toras Kohanim on Parshas Tzav, in the end of Parshas Tzav, it says that he brought all of these korbanos that are described in Parshas Tzav. So the Ravid writes that when they did the smicha, they probably did the smicha like it's supposed to be done, kol echad v'echad. So the Brisker Rav suggested maybe not so. This Rav suggested, since the Tosefta says explicitly that this Korban Aaron Abana was an exception to the rule, then instead of having Echad Meinef Aydei Kulam, instead of one person doing the Tanufa for all of them, they all did it together. So how do they all do it together? But my hand should be a Chatzitza between your hand and the Korban. That's what the Gemara says, L'dayrois, so you can't have Shutvan do Tanufa together, because my hands will be a Chatzitza between your hands and the Korban. So why don't you require each one should do tenufa? Each one of the shutvim should do tenufa. The Gemara learns after another pasuk, he can only have one tenufa. So you have no choice. Echad meinafai de kulam. One of the shutvim does tenufa, and the others don't have to do tenufa. But over here it says that they all did tenufa. So how they do tenufa? My hand is a chatzitza between your hand and the korban. So the Brisker Rav suggests maybe my hand is a chatzitza between your hand and the korban. When it's a korban ashutfim, well, I have nothing to do with you. I could have brought the korban on my own if I would have enough money. You could have brought the korban shlomim on your own. We decide to save money, so we have five people chip in and we buy a korban shlomim. So I'm a bala korban independently of you. You're a bala korban independently of me. So my hands will be a chatzitza between your hands and the korban. Mashiach can hear. What if they would want to? Aaron would bring his own set of korbanos, and each one of the four sons would bring their own set. No. The Rosha was that they all have to bring the carbon together. Aaron and Bana have to bring the carbonus b'shutfus. So maybe here, when they didn't have an option of each one doing on his own, maybe here, all of the hands together, no hand is a chatzitza, because all the five together, Aaron and four sons, they're all one din of bailam. So it's one din of bailam. So it's not that my hand is a chatzitza. I'm not an independent bailam from you. You're not an independent bailam from me. So that's what the Brisker Rav and Abelbala thought, not like the Ravid, that just like when it gets to the Tenufa, you assume they probably all did the Tenufa together because it's all one din bailim. So my hand is not a chatzis between your hand and the Korban. So when it gets to the Smicha also, they probably all did the Smicha, but Masachas. He's disagreeing with the Ravid. The Ravid thinks that they probably did the Smicha b'derech hazeh, like you normally do. So he says, no, just like the Tenufa was an exception to the rule, he thinks that the smicha is probably also an exception to the rule. We mentioned a din before that if a kohen does avodah, either mechusa begodim or meyuta begodim. So the Gemara says the avodah is pasul. So the Netziv points out in his shiurim on zvachim, in the beginning of the second paragraph of zvachim, in the Meroi Mesoda, that there seems to be clearly a machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi, regarding meyuta begodim. So Rashi has, we just had it in Beitza, those who are learning Beitza. Rashi says if you have a bandage on your skin, so if the bandage is where you have the big dekuna, it's under the shirt of the big dekuna, there's going to be a chatzitza. And if the bandage is not under the shirt, it's over here, so it depends how big it is. If it's a large enough bandage, it has a shame beged, and then you call miyuta begodim. If it's a tiny bandage and not big enough to have a shame beged, then you're not a miyuta begodim, and it's not a chatzitza. But if it's under the shirt sleeve, in between the beged and the skin, then it's going to be a chatzitza, even if it's less than that sheer beged. So Rashi holds beferish that the din of miyuta begodim applies even if the beged is a beged shalchol, even if it's a bandage, if it's big enough, it will be a din of miyuta begodim. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam, when he gives the din of miyuta begodim, he says if he wears two michnasayim, or if he wears two abnets, or he wears two me'ils. So it sounds from the Rambam that it's only the Rambam holds from the din of chatzitza. That's the whole sugya, beginning of the second parak in Zvachim. But if it's not an issue of chatzitza and shar haguf, so then the Rambam holds it's only an issue of miyuta begodim if he's wearing an extra beged over the big dekuna. But to wear a beged shalchol, that wouldn't constitute miyuta begodim. So let's say a kohen is going to wear glasses. They say the Chafetz Chaim, when he was an old man, he avoided wearing glasses because he was hoping that he would live so long to be makir karbanis in the Beis HaMikdosh, and he didn't want to be miyuta begodim. So that's the question. Glasses are beged, it's miyuta begodim. So according to the Rambam, it shouldn't be a problem. There's no chatzitz, and it's not a beged from the big dekun. It means he was suing like Rashi. So Rashi holds that even glasses are miyuta begodim. Chiddush?
Is comparable
to the din Baal Taisa? It's only if you do it like the Rambam says. It's only if you do it in the Eifer and the Bikin HaMitzvah. The Gemara has that. You're only in violation of Baal Taisa if you do the Hoy Sofer in the same way you do the Mitzvah.
Is that like the Rambam? like the Rambam's learning here,
maybe Tikkunah. I don't think so. The data miyuta begodim. If you have an extra beggar, like yesa kenotl domi. An extra beggar is like missing a beggar. So the Rambam was only yesa kenotl if the extra beggar is a beggar from the big Tikkunah. I don't know. All of the Gemaras in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim, where the Gemara talks about chatzitzes between the big dekuna and the body, so we don't have big dekuna bizman hazeh, but it's all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tefillin. All the dinam of chatzitzes between the tefillin and the body are based on the Gemaras there in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim about chatzitzes between the big dekuna and the body. The Choshen HaMishpat was worn by the Kohen Gadol, and it had all the letters of the alphabet, even the Tzadik and the Tess. The Gemara in the end of Yuma, Ayin Gimel, explains they had Avraham Yitzchak Yankim, and they had Shifte Yisrael. And then the letters would light up. So this miracle, this is Mamasha miracle, the letters light up, given. And so this miracle, it says in Tanakh, did not occur in the Bayesheni period. The Urim Tumim did not function. But you still have, the Kohen Gadol still has to wear the Choshen Mishpat. So the pasuk says, "V'nasata el choshen hamishpat." You should put something into the cloth of the choshen mishpat. Es ha'urim es ha'tumim. Maze urim etumim. What were they putting in? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. It's a piece of parchment that has yud kei vav kei d'shem hamparish written on it. So if you know that the miracle is not going to light up, so is there any use in putting them in, putting in the shem yud kei vav kei and the bayisheni, when they knew they were told the urim etumim is not going to light up? They were told from day number one, don't waste your time, you're not going to get an answer. Don't ask. There's not enough Ashuas, Ashkin, and Baisheni that the Urim and Tumim should answer. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and the first parak in Yuma. That's a machlekes the Rambam and the Rabbi, and Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when the Rambam lists off all the Kelim, and he says that they put in the Urim and Tumim. So that's a machlekes Rishonim. Do you say putting in the Urim and Tumim, the Shem Hashem, Shem HaFarish, into the cloth of the Choshen Mishpat? But that's part of the Beged. If you don't have the Urim and Tumim, it's not it's not called a choshen. So even though you know in advance the Urim and Tumim, nothing is going to light up, the miracle is not going to work, but still, the Kohen Gadol has to wear the Shemoneh Begadim, and without the Shem HaMefarish, it's not choshen mishpat. Or should you assume no? The choshen mishpat is a kli, it's one of the Begadim, even without the Urim and Tumim. The Urim and Tumim is that the miracle should work. Miracle is not going to work, you know in advance, not going to work, so don't bother to put in the Shem HaMefarish. So that's a machlokes Rishonim. What was the nature of the din? I saw a humorous kasha. The Tanoim, we said before, the Tanoim were working on the assumption, which the Rambam rejected. We don't know exactly why they were. The Tanoim were working on the assumption. It has to be that we're covered. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim and does the Avodah Yom Kippur, it has to be that we're covered from a psul tumah. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the tzitz when he goes in. So either you have to assume that tumah hutra b'tzibah heta gama, so you don't need a tzitz. Or if you all tumah d'chuyah, then you must assume that the tzitz is meratzi, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Because what's going to be on Yom Kippur when he goes in, you're not going to be covered. So the Rambam says he won't be covered. But that's somehow the Tanoim were working on that assumption. So I saw some gedolim ask a kasha. The Gemara next to the last parak in Yuma has a machlokes amaroim whether Mashuach Muhammad wears when he does hakrovas hakarbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Mashuach Muhammad has some dinim like a kain gadol, some dinim like a kain hedya. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether Mashuach Muhammad wears shmoyne begadim when he does avoda, or does he wear dalad begadim? See if you should know that he wears shmoyne begadim. What's the problem? The Kohen Gadol will walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Dalet Begadim, and the Mashiach Muhammad will be wearing the tzitz. Let him wear a Shemayin Begadim, so you'll be covered. A funny kasha. See, if you hold that Mashiach Muhammad doesn't wear Shemayin Begadim, that's how we assume. Mashiach Muhammad does not wear Shemayin Begadim. He does avoid the Dalet Begadim. So that's not a suggestion. But according to one Amora in the Gemara, so what were all the Tanoim worried about? How are you going to be covered when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's the problem? Tell them Mashiach Muhammad to stand in the Azor and to wear the Shemayin Begadim with the tzitz. So the tzitz will be meratzah in case there'll be a psul tumah. It's a little funny, Kash. The Rambam paskins halacha that the tzitz is only meratza, odei hal mitzcha meratza, only when he's wearing the tzitz. If he's not wearing the tzitz, then it's not meratza. Machleg is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and that's how the Rambam paskins. So you say the tzitz is only meratza if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. When? When is he wearing the tzitz? Poshib Shat is, if he's wearing the tzitz at the time the korban was offered. If a coin was makar of a korban, and it turns out that that korban was korban in a state of tumas, if the korban was wearing the tzitz, v'shas ha-kravas ha-korban, the tzitz is meratz and machshir the korban. That's the Poshib Shat. Rashi doesn't write the Poshib Shat. Rashi writes, if the korban was wearing the tzitz, when the korban became nitma. Let's say you documented the korban became nitma at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the coin was makar of the korban at 10:30. So the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz at 10:30, but he had to go to the bathroom for a few minutes. He was not wearing the tzitz at 10 o'clock, but he was wearing the tzitz at 10:30. So, Odei al mitzcha meratza, ein adah al mitzcha, ein meratzu. It's meratza if he's wearing the tzitz at what moment in time. So Rashi says, b'shoshi ira hatuma. It's a pella. So the Shagasari has a sefer on Yuman that's called Gvuras Ari. He says he thinks he doesn't agree with Rashi. He thinks Odei al mitzcha means if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, at the time the makar of the korban, not at the time that the thing became tumah. That should have been the pashtus like that. Gemara in Gittin, in the second parak in Gittin, has a din of Chok Toichos. How did they have Kodesh Lashem? Kodesh Lashem was protruding. So how did they have it protrude? So the pashtus is, they had a hammer, and they would bang down around the letters Kodesh Lashem. So the gold would be indented, and the Kodesh Lashem would be standing up like this. So the Gemara says, no. It says, V'chasavta olov. You have to write, it's a din ksiva. And that's called chok toiches. If I bang the gold, or I scrape off the gold, and the mele, the letters are protruding, I didn't do the ksiva on the letters. I did the ksiva on the space around it, the toch of the letters, the toch and the chutzalo. I didn't do that activity. So the Gemara said, that's not a kosher ksiva. So how did they get it to protrude Kodesh Lashem? So the Gemara says, they banged it from the other side. Kodesh Lashem, on the other side of it sits. So the Gemara has this din that Chok Toiches is not called Ksiva by a get either. By Sefer Torah, it's not called Ksiva by Sefer Torah. Let's say the ink spilled. And I have to write the Avraham, Aleph Beis Resh. So I'll erase all the ink, and I'll be left with the ink that spells out Avraham. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's no good. Chok Toiches is no good. It's not called Ksiva. You have to have Ksiva by Sefer Torah. You need Ksiva by a get. Just like any Ksiva by the Kodesh Lashem and the Tzitz. There's a machlokes and Masech Shabbos, machlokes Deran and Rashba. What's the din on Shabbos? If there's a blotch of ink, and you erase so much ink and you form letters, by erasing a lot of ink, you're left with letters. Is that called the Malach of Ksiva? Or do you say, no, Chok Toiches is not called Ksiva. Maybe it's not called Ksiva over there, but maybe by Shabbos, HaKosev B'Shabbos is a Malach, means you cause Ksav to appear. So Ksav did appear. So that's a machlokes harishonim. How far do you go with this thing of Chok Toiches? Okay, Shvera Pashal.